It says sandwich shop for a reason. They've been doing it for 75 years. You think you've got a better spot with a more eclectic mix of sandwiches? I don't know. Do they?
I don't think so.
Go Hawks.
Let's go Hawks.
All right.
Yeah, but it's not just our Hawks, is it? It's an institution. As a matter of fact, the West Loop's oldest restaurant, the Palace Grill, celebrating their 80th anniversary. How much of an unpaid tab do you have from when you lived over there?
You know, I love that place. I used to take Miles over there all the time. And when he would eat stuff, he's a picky eater now. I feel like...
if you can't find something you like
menu... I love it.
Right? Come on.
We'll make you anything you want.
George and Christina here, the Palace Grill. 80 years. Boy, you look good for a guy that's got to be 125 by now.
I aged well, didn't I?
Yeah,
I
look good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you throwing a party?
We are throwing a party. August 4th. I was not going to do it, but everybody talked me into doing it. 80 years is a celebration. And
well, of course it is. And you were just talking out the air. You guys have the original counter?
The original counter put in 1938, used, and it's still there.
I love that it was used in 1938.
When we remodeled the restaurant in 87, I kept that counter up in memory of my father.
Yeah.
Because my father was there as my business partner. He passed away 26 years ago this year.
Right.
So...
And you got the regulars, you got special folks who stop by all the time, and you're there how many hours a day?
I'm not there as much as I used to be.
Oh, you cut it back to 12?
Yeah, I cut it back. The Greek half day, 12 hours. You know, I scaled myself down. I'm taking 2 days a week off now, which is big. I mean, for 37 years, I work 6 and 7 days a week.
I can't picture you not working at the place 2 days a week. How much of a pain are you when you're not working?
You know what? It's actually kind of fun, you want to know the truth.
Oh, really? You're actually enjoying yourself?
I'm actually enjoying myself.
Well,
I'm doing things with my wife.
Good for you, man. I'm enjoying myself.
I'm in my 40th year now. I'm in my 40th year at the Palace Grill. This year, it's our 80th anniversary. I celebrated my 60th birthday in May, and now I'm in my 40th year at the Palace Grill.
Wow. For you to be in that area, I mean, to think about Madison Street, first of all, talk about the clientele that comes in there, because every time I'm in there, I'm sharing the bar with Streets and Sand, Chicago police officers, people who come through.
Ryan Cheverini.
Working class, and then Ryan Cheverini. Right.
I've got the greatest customers in the world. I wouldn't trade my customers for anybody, and I mean that heartfelt. The most wonderful people are there. You never know who's going to walk in that door. The Chicago Blackhawks, at any time, somebody can walk in.
The Blackhawks hierarchy. Are a huge part of the story.
The Blackhawks are a big part of our restaurant.
Sure.
They're a huge part of our restaurant.
It's almost like the Blackhawks kitchen.
Yeah, it's cool. The problem is their notoriety got a little bit of the better of them because people don't leave them alone.
Right.
So I'll get a call, or Christina, my daughter, will get a call. And it's like Patrick Kane says, I want to come get 10 sandwiches, but can you bring them out to my car?
Right.
And I bring them out to the car, Duncan, Keith. Patrick
sure.
Sharp would come in. He'd have a hat really low with sunglasses, sit in the corner. You know, people just don't leave them alone. They do have a time in their life that they are off.
They just want to have dinner or lunch or hang out.
They're not punched in. But they're the greatest guys in the world, too.
And their families come. The parents, the families.
The legendary Pat Boyle is in the restaurant all the time.
Another guy that doesn't pick up a check.
Another great guy.
Kidding.
Great guy. Hockey people
Kidding.
Are great people. Hockey
well,
people are
the,
great. Doc Emmerich. Doc Emmerich's
is old. Doc the greatest guy
Doc's
ever?
Doc's the greatest
He's
guy
He's unbelievable.
Ever. Anytime Doc's in town, Doc's at the Palace. We've tied him to his chair.
He is the best.
We've tied him up to his chair. We have a thing. We tie people to chairs.
Over the years, you have seen so many different people coming through in that neighborhood. But what I love about the restaurant is that the design of it, meaning that if you look at the walls, you have all this memorabilia and all this sign material. I mean, you really are a shrine to the Chicago Blackhawks. How important is that, as the Blackhawks have had ups and downs in their notoriety, but to continue for that to be a Chicago Blackhawks staple?
It's an honor to be involved with the Chicago Blackhawks at any given time. To be involved with them in this era of this team has been nothing less than incredible. Stanley Cup's been in our restaurant 13 separate times. I've been to the Cup. I've been with the Cup at least 25 times.
Well, how about Rocky Wirtz wrote that Chicago Magazine piece, right?
He did. Rocky Wirtz was there with an article. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to hoist the Cup. Coach Quinville came into the Palace, and he told me, you hoist that cup, you're part of our team. Nobody gets to hoist that cup.
How about that?
That's pretty
it's pretty cool.
Cool.
How about
it's cool.
That?
And
we do have that cool mural at the restaurant, that Right Way signs painted on it.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah, that's outside.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's Christina. How old are you when you started working at the restaurant?
5.
Right.
That's since 1990 when I was born.
So what did she do at age 5? Was she helpful?
No, she was great. She was, you know, she's just the owner's daughter traipsing around.
Going around being up, cute. You're the cute kid.
Yeah. I actually work now. Yeah, it feels like every day.
Well, actually, she's been working since, I mean, she's been actually working there all throughout high school and college. When she came home from school, she worked. Now she does have an absolute specific function. We've taken our half of the business to catering. So we gave Christina her own separate business called Palace Group Catering Shop, of which she's running, and she's doing quite well.
Here's the thing, you know, with the tie to your dad and this being a family business, to have Christina involved now, that's got to be really, that's an emotional thing. That's got to be great.
It is cool. It is cool being able to pass on the business, have somebody in my business, my family, taking an interest in the business.
Sandra, what's that picture you just showed me?
This is a picture that they posted on Facebook of George, Christina, and her brother, Peter. At the Palace Grill when probably you're 7 here?
Yeah.
Yeah. We can share it on our Facebook.
Let's reshare. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You guys, to be in that neighborhood, and I've talked about it just you know, preferenced each question with this, but what a change. I mean, now there are upscale restaurants and upscale breakfast restaurants and diners acting like diners. I mean, it is, the world has changed in the West Loop. How do you guys keep up with that? Is that a concern that the clientele is not only changing, but there are so much more competition?
Yes, yes, and yes. The West Loop is probably not the hottest neighborhood in the city. I believe it's become the hottest neighborhood in the country.
Yeah.
It's just blown up. I look at it every day. I can't believe it. I'm driving down the streets every day. I see something else new, something else built. Competition, yes, competition is big.
Dave?
There's a lot of restaurants there. I was the only game in town for years. We were spoiled. You know, even if you lose a couple people here, a couple people there, a couple people here, you know.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going through this whole thing where breakfast is the hippest meal of the day. Long after that phase is gone and some of the pretenders are going to be going, you're still going to be there.
We'll be there. Like I said before, I got the greatest customers and the most loyal customers.
Well, you earned it.
George, has there ever been anyone who's come in and maybe not a Blackhawk, maybe not an athlete or politician, anybody who you've been nervous to meet?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Not really. I'm, you know.
How was Oprah when she came in? Did she behave?
She did. Oprah, you know, that's a funny story. We were just talking about that the other day. We were on the segment from Oprah's show from 9:15 to 9:25 about. By 9:45 in the morning, we had people coming there that saw us on the Oprah show. That woman, she has quite a wallop, quite a follow.
No question.
No. Is there anybody that I can honestly say no?
Anybody who is nervous to meet you?
Well, that's a whole nother. My daughter's husband, who I consider my son, name is Rob. We had a couple of stories here.
The first couple of times he met you, he was nervous, right?
Well, the first time he came to my restaurant, I pulled a shotgun out of the back room. I says, I want you to know this is my friend. You're dating my daughter
this
now.
This is my little girl.
That's a true story. Sorry, I did that. I did what 99.999% of people wanted to do.
Sure. So, Christina, what'd you say to him after? No, really, it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I can't believe we're actually married, and he stuck around the whole fam. Yeah.
What does he do?
I consider him like my son.
He works at Salesforce.
Okay.
Christina, do you feel any pressure? You know, your dad and your grandpa started this business. And now you're the one. Your brother doesn't seem like he's involved currently, so you're in the don't screw it up phase. Yeah. 80 years in.
You know what? I think the biggest thing that I'm working on right now is credit cards. So my dad is a dinosaur. He's super old school. And we're one of like the only places in the city
that
still only accept cash. Big startup accepts credit cards now. So I'm kind of working on that with him. And
how many times have you had this conversation? Why do I need to pay somebody money to take money?
Yeah, a lot. But I will say awesome is that my catering shop accepts credit cards. So it's our same exact food with larger portions, and
you should
have your company pay for it.
Listen to your daughter. Only for someone who has been to your restaurant 20, 25 times, every time I go, oh, that's right, they only do cash. And I'm like, well, if I don't have cash, it can make me say I'm staying home. You know, not going across the streets. I'm just saying that
I would spend so much money in
your restaurant. I'll come in. I'm hungry.
Thank you.
My generation carries a credit card everywhere. Direct deposit, everything.
So what about Apple Pay then?
I agree. It's a problem.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
It's not a problem.
We gotta work
it's an opportunity.
On one thing at a time.
Gotcha.
Have you tried to explain Apple Pay? Apple Pay is where you get paid in apples. They actually bring apples in exchange for the food.
That's right, but I like bananas. So that's the problem. That's where the problem comes in.
All right, tell me when the party's going to be again.
Party's going to be August 4th at the Palace Grill. We're going to have a tent outside. We are going to have, it's $40 admission for all you can eat, all you can drink. We are going to have a comic, a very famous comic in the city of Chicago named Vito Zotto. If anybody has seen Vito, you just cry laughing with his show. I'm going to have my cousin Nick Sihagis and his wife Phyllis. Nick is involved with a band now called Hitman. But he was with two bands called Ruffian and Stagger. They were very involved with Paul Anka. They opened up for Paul Anka. And now my cousin Nick does a show called The Piano Man, where he does everything for Billy Joel. And
is
he's incredible.
Nice.
And then I might get up on stage and tell a couple jokes.
There you
I've
go.
Been known to tell a joke or two.
And that's when Christina leaves?
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of, I don't know, we have to put a lot of earplugs in a lot of kids.
I've got four. I got four tickets to the anniversary party, which I guarantee is going to sell out. What caller?
80.
Caller 80 for 80 years.
Yeah,
in other words, Joe, take the call you want to take.
Oh, there is one caller more thing I need to say.
You want to go caller 8? Caller 8 at 312-981-7200. Yes, sir.
The profits that we're going to have for this event, we've decided to donate to the Ronald McDonald House of the City of Chicago.
Nice.
It's a great charity organization.
Sure
My friend Jimmy DiMaria's got a big job there. And so this year we've decided to do the Ronald McDonald House.
Very Chicago nice. Institution. We got to figure out when we can go over there and do a
I
show.
I know. We can do
we
a show.
We should do a show live.
Do a live anytime. Show.
Yeah, let's do that.
That would be awesome.
It'd be fun.
Chicago Institution.
Thank you.
Yeah, part of the city's history, and as far as I'm concerned, you're just getting started.
Well, I got a few years left in me.
Yeah, you do.
Things are good.
Great to see you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Happy anniversary again to George and Christina, the Palace Grill 80th anniversary, and when you get to go to the party, you'll see the original counter used when he bought it. Love that story.